Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
You boys okay?
I occasionally say that now. Just for
you do. You do. Hey, Paul, we turn his microphone up just a skosh higher because Bob Cutler is here from Novio's Bistro, and he mixes it up. We heard you slapping around a bag of ice earlier. What's going on in there? Oh, you're wearing a Wyoming whiskey shirt today.
I am, and I actually have a bottle of Wyoming whiskey across the bar from me. Actually, I have a bottle of tequila, gin, rum.
Is there anything left at home or at the bistro or at Birdie's right
now? There's plenty. Okay. There's always plenty. Right. I'm actually only going to make two cocktails.
Today?
Okay. Today. That's it.
Okay.
Well, right now. I'm probably going to make a few more later on in the
day. You'll be busy. Yeah. What is your theme for us this week? And boy, if we have ever needed a belt after a week.
So maybe 2 weeks ago, a friend customer, Fremister?
From...
came into Sunbury's and was talking about a shrub that she had made, a mango shrub. And so her name is Michelle. Michelle works for the hospital. She's a PA, physician assistant. By the way, that is not the person who goes gets the dry cleaning for the physician. That's a very important role that we need to cherish.
And we should point out that Sunbury's is the delightful homewares, home goods, fine wine, cheese, bread, and such business on Hammond Street in Bangor.
So Michelle, who was making a mango shrub, and she was asking me, like, how should I use it? And I was like, I love shrubs. Let's talk about shrubs. And we went into this long conversation about shrubs. And after she left, a woman said, what is a shrub?
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not being... Paul, were you wondering, too? Because I thought... Rog the Shrubberer from Monty Python's In Search of the Holy Grail.
The knights who say knee. A shrub is a vinegar-based ingredient that you can make cocktails or mock cocktails with.
Okay.
So I went back to the bistro, looked in our new pastry chef's fridge to see what she had a plethora of, and I stole her ingredients and I made a blueberry shrub. So let's talk about what that
blueberry shrub.
Yeah, let's talk about what that is. So using fresh blueberries, equal portions. Most recipes online will say use 1 cup of sugar to 1 cup of blueberries. That's not equal portions because a cup of blueberries weighs different than a cup of sugar, and a packed sugar weighs different than loose sugar and everything else. So please remember, we always talk about this. Weigh your ingredients when making recipes like this.
Got it.
So we used equal portions, blueberries, fresh blueberries, and sugar. And then we combine those two into a plastic container, and we... basically let it sit for 36 hours, and every 12 hours I agitated. So I just stirred it around to keep the sugar flowing through the blueberries. And that kind of moves the blueberries, and all that beautiful liquid that's in the blueberries comes out and is left with this pasty type substance. And then I take that and I add equal portion apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
All right. And then I put it back in for 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, you know, whatever. And that apple cider vinegar, and every day when I come into the restaurant, I take and I just stir it up, get everything moving and everything else. And then after, I waited until Saturday when I started it on Monday. I waited till Saturday, and I took it at the end of service, and I ran it through a cheesecloth, and then like strained it and squeezed it so all that liquid blueberries and everything else came out through the cheesecloth into the liquid. So you're left with... a sweet apple cider vinegar shrub.
And he's now handing it to Paul Wolf.
So what I just made was a non-alcoholic.
Oh my.
You can have a second swig. It's non-alcoholic. Don't hog all of it.
I just made a non-alcoholic blueberry mint shrub. I added mint to it too. I'm sorry. Mint. I meant to say I took mint and blueberries in the sugar, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Wow. That'll cure scurvy.
So, and I just did equal portions again for that mock cocktail, of simple syrup.
Not simple to say.
That hard to say.
I couldn't say Republican for governor this morning. So you're winning.
It smells so good. So I did equal portions, blueberry mint, lemon juice, and simple syrup. And then I shook it, dumped it topped with ginger beer and rolled it. Because remember, anytime you make a highball, you roll your highball.
Yes.
Okay.
We learned that from you.
All right.
We
so
do that.
We roll our highballs. So that's the non-alcoholic version. Now, why did I bring four bottles of?
This is something that's like,
because the amazing thing about this is you tell me blueberry mint rum. Yeah, I'll drink that.
Oh yeah,
blueberry mint gin. I'll drink that.
Yeah, okay.
Blueberry
yeah.
mint tequila, blueberry mint vodka. I'm not drinking it. Blueberry mint whiskey. What whiskey? Blueberry and mint and whiskey. What is a mint julep? Mint.
Oh, okay.
Right?
What doesn't it go with?
I don't know. So if you're at home,
yeah,
right? We already are people, right? Oh my God, I almost said everybody except for the guy leading for the Democrats for governor, because he's not our people, because he's not from Maine. Okay. But our people, our people who can... And do I have no friends, Rick? This is why Annie's like, Bob, you have no friends. I'm sorry. Please don't make me shut down for 2 weeks and flatten the curve.
It's a 905. The
everybody that's our people. Let's focus, boys. Bring it back to me. Everybody that is our people, we do all these amazing things. We have all these amazing ingredients and know-how because we're the people of land. We love wide open spaces. We love farming. We love our backyard pots and everything else. We have all this stuff. Michelle, the PA in the hand and surgery or hand and plastics, she has mango and she made a tomato one, which I'm very suspect of. I asked her to bring it in to me, but you can make it with anything.
Tomato.
Yeah. It's a weird one. I like tomato water in martinis with basil.
It is a fruit.
Because you can do, it's almost like a little caprese. It's a little out there a little bit, but you can play with it. It takes some time, but I digress. But you could do strawberry. You could do blueberry. All those beautiful fruits that you have a lot of, things before they go bad, you can make shrubs with. A shrub is not shelf stable, but it can live in your fridge. It's good. It's, you know, the vinegar holds it. So, just my thought. So, what do you want? What spirit? Let's make this thing.
You know, knee-jerk reaction is rum because it seems like going to be.
Yeah. So I got Brugal 1888, which is one of my favorite rums.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just doing equal portions with it, with everything else, with the lemon juice, with the shrub, with the simple syrup. Shake it because it has a
citrus.
It has a citrus.
Citrus
so
shakes.
Shake it.
Yeah.
While I'm doing this real quickly, I was in London for some gin training and Alicia who conducted the training with me, just posted on her social media that they number three gin has a bus that now drives around London going to different gin spots.
Really?
And on the bus instead, they do tea infused martinis, like little martinis with tea. Like that's how they're doing high tea. Is with little mini gin martinis. So just out of curiosity, if a show of hands while you're driving around or at work right now or listening while cleaning up the house after the kids have gone to school, anyone want to go with me to London to go drink martinis on a bus? Okay.
I bet it's a double-decker bus, right?
It is. Yeah, it's a big glass top. It's pretty cool. Number three gin is their social media if you want to
check. Is that the one with a little key in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds as sweet as it looks. Oh. Look at that. And this is that blueberry. What do we call this?
It's a shrub. It's a blueberry mint shrub with Brugal gin. Or I'm sorry, Brugal rum.
Rum. And you topped that off with just a touch of tonic?
I did tonic. You could have done ginger beer, but I did tonic.
Yeah. Ooh, ginger beer in great part, that could overshadow.
Yeah, that's careful. Why if you would have said tequila, I would have done ginger beer. Oh, that's
and
that works. That dog hunts. Not on Sunday.
No,
but every other day.
It's like a cereal. It's a cereal bowl full of blueberry. But
so we can literally just do this all day with one jigger, one shaker, one strainer. You know, just
and then
cups.
Whatever you would choose to mix it with to give it a
equal portions. Equal portions. Top it. Roll it. Done.
Now, how complex is the, if we come into the bistro and ask whoever is behind the bar? To give us a
I mean, I made more blueberry mint shrub than I needed to,
yeah,
just because I was overzealous. So we have it, and we could. It's an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a great fun mock cocktail. I think Sunbury's is going to have like pre-made jarred shrubs for the season. It'll probably be out in the next week or two.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess. We had it last year. It did really well. They live in two spaces because you can also use a shrub as a dressing, like for a salad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you can, it depends on how you play it. You can use it as a dressing or you can use it as a cocktail ingredient. So it at the shop, it lands in two places.
Two spots.
It could be over by the barware and it could be over by the food.
Makes sense.
So,
Available at Birdie's or
no? This is not a Birdie's thing. This would be a Novio's
bistro
thing.
Only.
Yeah, I mean, love Birdie's, love the team. That's a place to go get margaritas on draft and watermelon lemonade with vodka and you know
maybe an Aperol spritz.
A lot of beers. Aperol spritz is on Monday, $8. Can't go wrong.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't you tease.
Yeah, every Monday.
Are those burgers on the menu still?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Birdie Burger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
double
$18 for a Birdie Burger and a beer on Tuesday.
We chose poorly in our careers, Paul Wolf.
You are. Well,
I suppose, could get out of here and soon enough and get over and do that.
When's lunchtime? It opens at 10 to 8, 7 days a week.
Oh, we're still working then. When's the next wine dinner?
Next week.
Italian?
Spanish Portuguese. So it's...
sold out?
Wednesday looks pretty full. Thursday the 21st, I have some tables available.
Yeah.
I advertised it as 5 courses, 4 wines, but I think it's going to end up, the kitchen kind of got overzealous, so I think it's going to be like...
You guys are all overzealous over there.
Like 7-ish tapas rolled out with 5 wines.
Mm-hmm.
Eight with dessert, I guess.
And all the wines are from either Spain or Portugal?
Correct.
Picked during a last visit or from you?
You know what? I haven't been... I was in Rota when I was in the Navy, but I haven't been to Spain or Portugal since I have been legal to drink in the U.S. I was 19 when I was in Rota.
What's the drinking age over there?
I said in the U.S.
In the U.S. Okay, because I was thinking over there, they don't care.
No.
If you got one hair on your chest, sure, hair, have something, kid.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, I never drank. I was all business when I was in the Navy. I was asleep by 7 p.m. most nights.
Turn that on. I think there's something wrong because that doesn't sound quite right. Again, the Spanish dinner, there's still a couple of spots that you could possibly get to enjoy at Novio's Bistro in the heart of downtown Bangor. And if someone didn't want to find out more about that, where do they go, Mr. Man?
Noviosbistro.com or just give me a call. If I'm not at the restaurant, it rings my cell.
Okay. And ask for, this is a blueberry mint shrub.
Yeah. Ask Courtney or Lisa or Rachel or myself to make you a cocktail with it. And just call out your spirit and let us work our work.
And Birdie's opens at 10?
10.
Okay. Bob Cutler from Novio's Bistro, Mr. Mixology. God bless you, buddy.
Love you.
Maine's Morning News.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.